And when we come back, one of the big stories, the Bears. What are they going to be like? Well, we're going to talk to a homer. We're going to talk to a Bears fanatic. Next on News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.
This is Northwest Nights
with Frank Shires
on News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.
The Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears are facing off against the Hawks, of course, on Sunday. And I wanted to talk to somebody who has skin in the game, but ain't a local. So we are joined here at Northwest Nights by the creator of BearsHistory.com and Chicago Bears, the Chicago Bears Daily blog. His name is Roy Taylor. How you doing, Roy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show, Frank.
Our pleasure. So you got to answer this question for me right out of the box. What kind of weather are the Hawks going to be facing down there next to the lake?
It's perfect playoff weather, Frank. We're going to have a high of, it was going to be 20. They've tuned that down to 19. It's going to be in the single digits in the morning. So it's not supposed to hit 19 until mid-afternoon. So it's going to be beautiful Chicago playoff weather.
It's going to be a scorcher, in other words.
For January, yeah.
Lots of beer and broth.
That's right.
That's how you get through it, right?
Whatever it takes to warm you up.
So I was looking at your piece here, 48 hours to playoff football, and I am struck by how I think that cautious you are. I mean, you're a hardcore Bears fan, and you seemed a little bit hesitant here.
That's interesting you use the word cautious, because I was just thinking about this within the last couple of hours, and I'm a fairly cautious person. I wish I could say I possess extreme confidence. It wouldn't really matter if I did or not, because I'm not out there on the field playing on Sunday. But, you know, being a Bears fan, being a Cubs fan, that might ring a bell to you there, too. I have to be cautious in following my teams. And I think the general feeling here in Chicago is that if the Bears take care of business and do what they can do, they should win the game. Sorry to tell you, Seattle, but we've seen enough around here, and we saw enough from the Seahawks last week that we know nothing's guaranteed.
Well, plus, we beat you the last time we played.
You sure did.
Yes.
It was the Bears' lowest point of the season, but Seattle played a great game that game and last week against the Saints.
So, as you look at this thing, what are the people in the community saying? Are they, because we've seen these editorials that say the Hawks are pushovers, forget about it, you know, let's move on in the playoffs. Looking past us, is that how the community feels to you? Is that what your fellow Bears fans are saying?
Well, I think no one wants to dismiss the Seahawks after seeing what they did last weekend. As I keep saying, everything has fallen the Bears' way so far this year. The Bears have had a lot of lucky breaks, and to get the first 7-9 playoff team in history to come to our house for a divisional playoff game, that's another break to us. I listened to a radio station just earlier today, and again, their feeling is if the Bears take care of what they can do and play their game, which they didn't in earlier this season when they played the Seahawks, but as long as they do what they can do, they should win this game. But I wouldn't say there's an overwhelming talk of thinking this is going to be a pushover here.
Hey, Roy, we were having fun with that old Saturday Night Live bit before you came on. Dub Bears! You guys are pretty, I mean, this is a religion, isn't it? You guys are pretty darn serious about this stuff.
I'd say so. I mean, it's, I know a Seahawks fan myself out there, and I know you've got the 12th man, you've got the loudest stadium in the league, so you've got your own there, but we're talking about generations and generations of fans here that go back to the 1920s, so we do take it seriously. Not all of us are like the super fans with Bill Swirsky, but we hold our own.
I'm sure you've been told you sound just like them.
Should I take that as a compliment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
At least until we hang up.
So what are you most worried about? And by the way, we're talking to Roy Taylor. He's the creator of BearsHistory.com and the Chicago Bears Daily blog. He's back in the Windy City. What scares you the most beyond the Bears just choking? And I know that scares everybody on both sides. What is it about, what makes you lay awake at night in worry about this game?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious for a Bear fan, and you could go back 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, or I can tell you right now, and the answer is the same. It's the quarterback, but we're talking completely different quarterbacks. First of all, we're in a city where Chicago hasn't had a Pro Bowl one Pro Bowl quarterback since Sid Luckman in the 1940s. 10 years ago would have been, we've still never found that quarterback. Now we think we've found that quarterback, but now we have the guy that can single-handedly win a game, single-handedly fit passes into tight places, but he can also, on an off day, throw five interceptions, and we've seen that multiple times since he's been in Chicago.
So he had a hard time with us.
He did. He did not throw an interception in that game, but what happened there is they had some changes to the offensive line right before that game, and Seattle was very smart in how they blitzed, and the Bears were completely incapable of handling those blitzes that they threw against them in the last game. So I would say the two things are Jay Cutler has to be sharp of mind and be on his game and be careful where he throws the ball, and the offensive line has to have their game plan down and know how they're going to pick up the blitz if Seattle throws it at them.
So, Ray, you mentioned the 12th man and how big that is out here in Seattle. What are the fans like at Soldier Field? I've never been to a game there before. Can they have the kind of impact on a game that the fans here in Seattle do, where, whether it's just being loud and causing, you know, offsides, delay, you know, false starts, things like that? What are they like?
Because Soldier Field, I mean, it's not like Quest Field at all. I've been there, and it's just there. Quest is a completely different design.
Yeah, we no one in the NFL are as good as the fans in Seattle or in Minnesota or the stadiums, either one or a combination of both. When they rebuilt Soldier Field, they had hoped it's a taller stadium than the old stadium used to be. Having been at the old stadium, the noise went right out of there to Lake Michigan. There was nothing to block it. I'll say since new stadium opened, the team does a lot better job of trying to fire the fans up. The players do get into it and encourage the fans to get loud. It does get real loud there at times, but I don't think as far as crowd noise goes, for whatever reason, it's hard to top Seattle and Minnesota, those kinds of places. But we do the best job we can, and especially it's been 4 years since we've had a playoff game here. I do remember the 2006 play, and you were here for one of those at that time, but it got loud, and we did force some offensive mistakes back then.
So I know, you know, based on looking at your blog, I'm guessing that you've spent a lot of time taking a look at what the Seahawks are, especially after last weekend's game. What in the Seahawks lineup, what's scaring you about them?
Well, I don't know if this is something that would scare teams week in, week out, but for whatever reason, Mike Williams went crazy on the Bears when they were here last time. And there's been a lot of talk about how they're going to contain the guy who was out of the NFL for 2 or 3 years and then came back with a vengeance this year. Normally, you know, we've contained some other receivers. As you probably know, 2 weeks ago they played at Green Bay. We think the Bears didn't show everything they could have shown that game, but they did do a pretty good job of shutting that high-powered Packers offense down, so we hope that they'll be able to shut down Williams and Hasselbeck and company. But I'll tell you, Hasselbeck did have the game of his career in your last game, so they have to make sure to apply pressure to him and take care of him.
Okay, I have an even more important question for you, Roy. What do they serve at the snack bars? You know, out here we've got like microbrews and sushi and stuff like that. Something tells me that's not Soldier Field fare.
You've got to eat there. I'm coming from a landlocked seafood lover. I'd trade you food in a heartbeat.
So is it just beer and brats? It's good Midwestern fare, ribs. What do you guys eat at the games?
You know, most of us smart people, we do our luxury eating before the game, and we make sure we've had our fill of the food before we get in the stadium. But it's very for the the peasants of the stadium like me, who are sitting down outside of the fancy club.
Yeah,
just what you said. We've got beef sandwich, Chicago Italian beef, brats, hot dogs. That's about it. So you shouldn't expect too much in the food area if you're sitting at.
All right. So listen, as we let you go, Roy, you know, out here we say go Hawks. I'm sure. I don't know what you guys say. Let's go Bears or what is it? But I want to hear you say it like you're going to be saying it in the stadium on Sunday.
Let's go Bears.
That's it? Even when things are, when they really need to go, that's it. Let's go Bears.
We're hoping for the best Sunday.
Good to talk to you, Roy.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on.
Sure.
I'd wish you luck this Sunday. I won't do that, but enjoy the game.
May the best team win.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, and it's going to be the Hawks, of course. Go Hawks. All right, when we come back,